As it's written, the district's budget would spend $7.7 million, and officials expect to see $7.3 million in revenue. That kind of deficit budget would reduce the district's unreserved fund balance down to $225,000. However, the deficit may not be that large, depending on federal economic stimulus funding that the district could see. Board President Gene Ellis discussed the bottom line with Superintendent Gary Jacobson Wednesday.
So we're going to be spending somewhere between $200,000 to $400,000 out of the reserves.
Yes.
Which we, of course, cannot do for very many years.
No. Mm-mm. You know, and then, next year, you're probably going to, if we do lose some other enrollment next year, you're going to have to look at cutting staff.
For the most part, the draft budget does not cut any staff. Instead, it will fund a full-time middle school principal, a position the board reinstated this year. The board spent some time Wednesday discussing whether it would be able to afford a middle school principal in the future and whether that position could be combined with another existing job as a cost-cutting measure. Board member Sarah Holmgren said the district would have to sell the idea to the community of keeping a full-time middle school principal.
I've had several people ask me, are you really going to be hiring a middle school principal for three grades of 120 kids? I mean, how many problems can there possibly be? And it's like, I'm new on the board. Yeah. I don't know all the full story. And, I mean, that's what I've had to say.
Have them call me.
I can take that on.
But those kinds of things are a concern, and which is one of the reasons that I want to figure out if there's some way we can subtract something else from the budget. The other way you can do it is
like when you said go to a half-time teacher, half-time principal.
But you have to have someone willing to step into that position.
One of the middle school staff would have to step into it.
Those were board members Jim Schwartz and Ellis, along with Superintendent Jacobson and business manager Wendy Einerson, responding to Holmgren. Principal Gene Burke was hired halfway through this year to work at Mitkoff Middle School, and he told the board that teachers and staff at the school wanted a principal.
The effects of not having a person in there for a period of time, I don't know how long there hasn't been a principal, but when I stepped into it, they were pretty beaten down. And it's not by anything but the dynamics of the school, the temperament of the kids, the age of the kids, the facility, the way it's set off. It's a complex situation of numerous factors, but it's not just a personality conflict. It's not.
In the past, the district has combined the middle school principal's job with the athletic director's position. Other years, it's also been covered by a combination teacher-principal or by combining the high school and middle school principal jobs. Next year's draft budget also takes on the cost of an elementary school counselor. That position has been grant-funded for the past 3 years. Overall, district spending would increase by over 3% from this year. The budget assumes the same appropriation from the city as this year, $1.8 million. There will also be another increase in state funding, despite an anticipated drop in student numbers. District officials are expecting enrollment numbers to continue falling from 517 students this year to 494 students for next year, and staff are worried about the trend of declining enrollment continuing. Staffers warn that if the district's enrollment eventually falls below 450 students, Petersburg would no longer be able to count three schools in its district for state funding purposes. That could mean a switch to a two-school format and could have sixth graders staying at Racy Stedman and the high school taking on the 7th through 12th grades. It would also mean a drop in state funding. It's a possibility that elementary principal Erica Klute-Painter said the community should know about.
Pretty much what that means is we are going to end up doing a K-6 probably, and we are going to end up doing a 7-12, and it's not going to be that long.
This year's budget reduces spending for school supplies by 25%. Administrators will also be looking for other places to trim costs. There are still a number of other unknowns for drafting next year's school budget, including the amount of federal funding that could come into the district from this winter's federal economic stimulus bill. Another unknown is the possible increase from a new contract with the district's teachers. Negotiations are underway between the district and the teachers this spring. Members of the public have their chance to weigh in on the school budget this Thursday, April 2nd at 7 p.m. in the elementary school library. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.